These are impolite topics, but we're going to talk about money, politics, and religion all in the same homily today. St. Paul gives us in his letter to Timothy the famous line that the love of money is the root of all evils. It's not money is the root of all evils, but the love of money is the root of all evils. But what is money? Money is a tool given by God to us to use for just like any tool for the betterment of ourselves, for civilization. But it's just a tool. Tools can be used well and they can be used poorly. And you think about money itself, money isn't actually anything. It's power, but it's not actualized. So it's potential power, but it's not actual power. So if you look in your bank account and, you know, it goes from $10 million like mine to $20 million, is that actually anything more that you have? You just have more power. Okay. So money is meant to be used. It's a tool. But why do we want money? Well, money gives us some security in this life that, you know, we can make sure our world kind of stays the same, that we have comfort, that we can take care of ourselves and those around us, which is good. That's why, you know, God gives us the ability to use money. But St. Paul warns us that love of money is the root of all evils. And we hear him say, "For just as we brought nothing into the world, we shall not be able to take anything out of it." That kind of a corny saying would be, there's no U-Haul behind a hearse, that at some point all of our material possessions are going to go away. And what God and St. Paul are trying to tell us is, yes, you can use money, but make sure it doesn't use you. That it's very dangerous to be wealthy. In America, in general, we're kind of wealthy automatically. But the more we seek comfort in this life, the more we try to kind of deny the fact that we're sinners in need of salvation and we're going to die. And no amount of money, the psalm tells us, can prevent that from happening. Your riches don't follow you below, it says. So we need to make sure we talk to our bank accounts and say that you don't own me. Otherwise, this there's the immoral use of money, and then there's like, okay, it's good to be comfortable. But then there's this idea that we're Christians, and comfort isn't one of the Beatitudes, blessed are the comfortable, right? We're not called to live in this world just to seek our own comfort. We should be uncomfortable because we're sinners in need of salvation, and because there's other people around us who are in need of salvation too, who are in need of food, drink, clothing, most importantly though, Jesus, and we can contribute to that. St. Andrew Kim Taigan and his companions, our saints today, they didn't seek comfort. They were martyred horribly. St. Francis of Assisi didn't seek comfort. He just sought to serve his brothers and sisters. So money is not wrong. It's not evil to have money. But if it's prioritizing comfort over Christianity, then it's time to re-examine and say, where am I at in terms of using this tool, not for my own safety, but for the spread of the gospel and taking care of my brothers and sisters in the world?